Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
It is a Mabel Monday and really tired, big weekend. And we're heading to the movies. She's asleep in the back and I just thought I'd swing by and talk about something that has been playing on my hand. I don't know why I said that. My mind this morning, it really came up. And that is this idea of us being worthy and what that means when it comes to, you know, when we feel like we're worthy. And this has been a bit of a theme over the last couple of months, right? So I've been talking about entitlement and expectation. And today I want to talk about why perhaps you or me, most of this is me, sorry, I am really tired. Why this feeling, these feelings of worthiness might not be translating to dollars in the bank or your business success, or really success at anything that you're wanting, whether that be your diet or, you know, exercise, your body, your relationship, whatever it is. And I guess this has come up at the moment around my house. I won't go too far into that, but just around, we've been trying to buy our house and it's just made me realize that I haven't been doing the work and there's no one else to blame but me on that. And I've had this thing where I've felt like I'm worthy, you know, and I am deserving. And so that's why I've been talking a bit about entitlement and expectation and stuff, right? Because I think there are some of us, myself included, who feel like we are worthy, but then do we really truly believe it if we're not willing to do the work? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that if we really truly felt that we were worthy of the thing that we want, we would do the work necessary for us to have that, instead of sitting around waiting for it to be delivered to us. And I see this manifest in lots of different ways. And I think the whole self-help world has a little bit of blame to take on this one, because we've been fed for a while now that we are worthy, we are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. So why aren't you doing the work? You know, there's a difference between worthiness and entitlement. So how do I see this play out right in my own life? I'll talk about business first, because this is one that I see happen a lot, where people like myself start a project, we're really excited about it, and we don't get the result that we kind of wanted to get or that we expected to get because we are worthy. And then we walk away from it because we didn't get propelled to Oprah status overnight. Oprah status, you know, being my syndrome, where I expect to reach those dizzying heights without really having to do much work to get there. So, I've totally fallen victim to this, and it's only just recently that something has shifted around that, right? So I've been doing some one-on-one work, and I was charging $300 for a session, and I thought, well, coming up to Christmas, I had a few cash flow issues. Oh God, really tired. And so I thought I'd do half price. So I was doing $150 for an hour. And I've had a really strong uptake on that. Really strong. And I think part of it is because, you know, this whole thing about charging what you're worth is dangerous territory, because it makes us think, well, I'm worth more than $150. So I can't charge that little amount. Like, there's a lot of people who have money blocks in the reverse, right? So they're like, oh, I'm not worthy of, oh God, I can't charge you money for that. There's that aspect. But then there's this also this aspect where there's a lot of people like me who think we are more worthy than we are because we're equating those dollars to our worthiness. And that's just simply not true. You know, and we have to, it's not that we have to prove our worthiness, but when it comes to business, it's just we have to establish a market. So if you go straight in and you're like, well, I'm worthy, I'm going to charge $1,000 an hour for coaching, that's fantastic. But have you done the work? Is that what other people value your service to be worth? Because it's not about what you're worth. It's about the transformation that you can deliver. It's about what other people perceive your service or offer is worth. It's not what you're worth, you know? So me dropping my price and just getting over myself a little bit to test out that, you know, $150 for an hour of coaching. And it's not just that, because I also do some prep work and some follow-up. So it probably is cutting myself a little short. But we have to start somewhere. You know, we can't expect that people will just start paying us $1,000 an hour because we think we're worth that. It's not realistic. It's business. And you have to think about what it is worth to the person buying it. And the work, right? Okay, so here's another example.
I've wanted to
own my home forever. And, you know, I owned a home. It didn't go as planned, and we ended up losing money when we sold the place. Bought at the height of the market. The market never recovered where we bought. And so it's left me a little bit cautious, I guess, when it comes to buying another place. But we were offered to buy the house that we currently live in from our landlord for a really good price. But here's the thing, right? We haven't been saving. So we have a little money put aside from the sale of the house. Even though we lost money, there was, you know, a bit of money that we had paid off. So there was, you know, a little bit of money left over, and I received some inheritance money from my parents when my nana passed away. So there's a little bit of money there, but there's not a deposit, not a full deposit. And I've really come up with the excuse that the universe will provide. And the universe probably will provide, but not if I'm not willing to do the work. You know, it's like, if I'm not willing to show the universe that I can save money, or that I'm willing to work to move through my own shit in order to have what I want, then why on earth would it deliver? Because I don't believe I'm worthy. My actions don't align with my thought, you know? So there's a gap there. There's a big gap. If I'm telling you, or if I'm telling myself that I'm worthy, but then I'm not willing to do the work that it takes to have the thing that I want, do I really believe I'm worthy? Or am I just kind of being a bit of an entitled brat, expecting to have things delivered to me on a platter? And I think this is where the stuff that we've been fed the last 20 years about law of attraction is, you know, it's definitely our vibe does attract what we get in life. It does. But if there's something that's not lining up, then there's an issue, right? And that issue really is you or me. So, and And this is the thing, right? Like we're taught to put it on the vision board and then it'll come to us, but not if our actions don't align us to the thing that we want. Not if our beliefs don't align us to the things that we want. So while we want a big, beautiful house, if our actions aren't aligned with that, just being hopeful and waiting for it to magically be handed to you is possibly delusional. It happens, I'm sure it happens, but it's not, the evidence doesn't really support that, right? Because it's the people who save their money, some get a lucky break, who get the house that they want. There's no avoiding the in-between work. So yeah, so just have a think about something that you want in your life that feels like it's something really important, like, you know, or that it feels like your life would be more complete if you had it. So for me, it is a house. And for others, it might be, you know, they want a supermodel body and they don't currently have one. And some people, it might be they want, a relationship, whatever it is. Have a think about what it is that you want and perhaps the actions that you're taking that aren't aligned with the vision of what you want. And maybe ask yourself why you're doing that. Why are you not taking the action towards the thing that you want? Is it because you feel like it should be just kind of handed to you? Is it because you've been visualizing it or you've got it on your vision board or whatever? Like, what? Why is it that you're not willing to take the work and often, or do the work necessary? And often it is worthiness. It comes back to worthiness. Because while you think you're worthy, if you're not doing the work, it's surefire evidence that you truly don't believe you're worthy. You might think you believe it, but your actions are telling a very different story. So here's what I want you to do today. I just want you to have a think about that. Have a think about where your actions aren't aligning yourself to the vision of what you want. And then I want you to just identify one small thing that you can do. It doesn't have to be big, just something small that you can do to get you moving towards that, proving to yourself that you are worthy. And in doing that, you're going to prove to the universe that you're worthy too. Now, that doesn't mean that it's magically going to be handed on a platter, because it takes consistent aligned action to make something a reality. So for me, we're actually going to be doing some things to make it a reality. So joining our personal accounts together, having a savings plan in place to move money from our account each week, so automatic savings. And we're going to have a play around with what we, you know, if there's ways that while we're waiting for this house stuff to kind of come to fruition in terms of financially, ways that we could leverage what we already have. We have a little bit of money kind of sitting there. It's not a huge chunk, but it's, you know, it's a chunk. So how can we leverage that to make it grow instead of just sitting there doing nothing while we're waiting, you know? And so that's really my aligned action this week, is to, yeah, get that automatic savings plan happening where I can prove to myself that I can do it. Because, you know, last New Year's, not just gone, but 2015, 2016, I did an episode with Nikki Smith on mini experiments and New Year's resolutions. And my New Year's resolution back then was to exercise daily, which I didn't do. But the other one was to make my bed every day. And now we're, you know, into February, and I'm still making my bed every day. And that is like a year and 2 months on. And it's now just a non-negotiable. It's just what I do. And so I want to make my path towards home ownership the same. It's just something that I do without even thinking about it. It's a non-negotiable. So yeah, that's pretty much it from me today. I would love to hear from you if you decide to take some aligned action. Always love to hear from you guys. So feel free to drop me a line, or even better, leave a review in iTunes and let me know what aligned action you're going to take. And that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.